have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I'm sorry I ruined your New Year's Eve party, Lieutenant Dan.
This is the world of boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the boater. There'll be no fingers through anyone's hair on New Year's Eve when it comes to the world of boating crew, because pretty much neither one of us have enough.
What?
What do you mean, what?
There is hair back here.
Yeah, just go with the
me
on this.
I got more than you do.
Just go with me on this, Barry.
Okay.
Trying to cover our reputations.
Thanks.
Yeah. I just blew it. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
We're looking back at 2025. We'll get to 2026 here soon enough. Yeah. And, of course, talk about some, you know, effective use of holiday downtime when it comes to boating, what you should do as a captain. But let's talk about a couple other stories. One, in 2025, which is going to carry over into 2026, is if you're, you know, taking your boat out into the Caribbean right now, especially if you're skirting the course coast of Venezuela, you want to make sure you have your float plan, you know, checked. You know, the T's crossed,
American flag on it,
yeah, eyes dotted.
Don't have a sign that says "Please don't shoot me down."
Well, yeah, just make. You know, I don't know if you would you be a little nervous cruising out there if you were just going out there fishing and stuff right now. I mean, they obviously. You know, watch for certain types of boats and activities, I'm sure, but still.
I think that's what they're looking at is that, you know, and I don't necessarily agree with the way they're handling it. I like it better when the Coast Guard does it and they actually board you and then do what they're supposed to do. But if you've seen all the videos so far that they released, every one of those boats had, you know, three or four engines on it, had absolutely
nice
no
boats.
Center console.
They're being
nothing.
Blown to bits.
Well, not really.
What do you mean, not really?
See, there was. I mean, my boat has more amenities than the boats I've seen out there so far. They
but
just
some
just
of them
like
have. They got four, you know, outboards on them.
Outboards on it. So the major outboard companies are going to be, you know, they're happy as a pig in poop right now.
Oh, there's like, okay.
Because they're going to be Yamaha or Evinrude, Mercury and
so
Suzuki.
You're thinking the manufacturers'
engines.
Fallback position is, well, at least we got the cartels that we can service them.
And service them, they're going to have to sell them.
Oh, boy. I don't know. But, you know, it's an interesting.
Aren't cheap, you know?
True. But, you know, a lot of those boats, they've blown up there. Obviously, they go very fast. Some of them look pretty fancy.
Well, yeah. It's
kind of a sad state of affairs when you see, man, that's some pretty good equipment being blown to bits. I mean, look, I don't approve of what they're doing. Of course, they get what they deserve, but whatever. But still, well, it's kind of sad when you look at it like, gosh, it would be nice if they could just keep the boat and get rid of those folks and then sell the boat off to somebody who could use it for good instead
of
bad.
Well, I got a feeling those are just stripped down hulls. Again,
well, maybe.
You look at the videos, there's not much to them. You can't even see where they're actually operating the boat.
Well,
it looks like, you know.
I just figure they got a boat that goes that fast.
Well,
you know,
think about it.
It might not be that bad.
If you take all the weight off of it, if you take everything off of a boat other than what you need to go, which is the engine, fuel, and some way to control it, it just becomes one big hauling boat.
Well, that is true, but still, those outboard engines alone are worth thousands of dollars.
Thousands?
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands. I mean, you know, they're what, $30,000, $40,000? Let's say $40,000 times four?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's, you know, if you know, we were still having an inventory issue with boats and stuff, it might be a thing. But we've kind of caught up in 2025. Yeah, so
sure.
If they go, they go. But that's definitely been a story for 2025. Mm-hmm. This is one we didn't really talk about much, but there was a company that put out or made the announcement. They've put together a concept sailboat. Called Sky, I believe. It's a Dutch company. Mm-hmm. And this the mast on this sailboat will be the the tallest in the world. They hope to have it built, what, like in
2030. Let's see, 93 meters.
Yeah, almost 300 feet, which is, they say is as tall as the Statue of Liberty. The mast of this sailboat will be, and it's carbon fiber.
And who's
going to
go up there and going to go up there and change the light bulb on top of the mast or fix the antenna? Or
whoever draws the short straw.
300 feet,
I guess. Yeah.
Now, I had a client that was a captain on private sailboat, and this private sailboat was like 120 feet.
Yeah.
And he sent me a picture of his wife. He didn't go up there because she's tiny, and he set her up on the there's a name for that chair, but pulled her all the way up to fix something all the way up top, and she took a picture, and that boat looks really small from up there on top of the sailboat.
I bet. I mean, you know, but just bragging rights, say you have the tallest mast in the world. I mean, that's
a lot
thing.
Of places you wouldn't be able to go.
What do you mean?
I mean, and think about it. You couldn't go under most bridges.
Well, a boat like that, you don't need to. You're traveling the world. You're blazing your own trail and something like that, I would imagine. Did you see the interior, the artist's renderings of this thing? I mean, this is like, you know, serious billionaire stuff. It'll be interesting to see who ends up snagging it, if it ends up being anybody that we know, like a Bill Gates or somebody like that, or it'll probably be some rich, you know, Arabian Knight or something, you know, that you never heard of, but has more money than God.
Arabian Knight.
Yeah,
watching too much Disney movies.
But okay. I always love hearing about these kind of stories, or these big boats. Especially the sailboats. There's something about those type of vessels too, compared to a massive power yacht. It's just, to me, it's more
boating.
Yeah, it's more like you're working the sea. Now this thing probably has more power to it than most motorboats do too, I bet.
Well, not necessarily more power, but more technology. And that's one of the stories they said. As far as you want to go into 2026, we're going to hold off on that for a minute.
Yeah.
Some of the things that are going to change for 2026. So let's keep on 25.
Well, I mean, those were the three stories I had. That was all that happened in 2025. The industry softened, flipped from a buyer's to seller, from seller to buyer. And then we had the boats around Venezuela. And then this, that's all I got for 2025. You got anything better than that?
Anything better than that? Well, we have been discussing this the last few weeks about, there was a couple of guys that went out boating off Fort Myers.
Yeah, well, that's true. And they haven't been found. And the only thing from last week compared to this week is that evidently that when they found the boat, you say it was still running. Is that right? And it had run aground or something out in the Gulf?
Yeah, if you went to Wink News, they had discussed this a little bit. They said that the boat was still in gear, but it was like at idle speed.
Yeah. These guys, somebody might have fallen off and the other crew member
and the other
jumped off and then the boat left them.
Possibly maybe they were fishing. Yeah. And one got a hook on something really good, and the other one came in to help him, and
just yanked them both overboard when they hooked Moby Dick. Who knows? But it's unfortunate tragedy.
That's a sad one.
Yeah, and we'll know when we know. More coming up. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.